You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
The new rankings are out. You'll be happy to know. These are the top 10 things that will most likely kill you.
Oh, good.
All right. They've come out with one of these every year. These are the top 10 things that will most likely kill you. Woo! You want to, let's see, number 10, motorcycle accident.
Okay.
One in 858 people will die from that.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's more than I thought.
One in 858.
Wow, that's terrible.
Being hit by a car or another vehicle. One in 556.
Wow.
Being hit by a car or another vehicle.
I don't like those odds.
Those are not good.
In the United States, getting shot comes in at number 8.
Yeah.
You are most likely to die from being shot. One in 285.
Wow.
I believe self-inflicted is on that list.
I'm sure it is, but still.
Although it may not be, because we'll get to that coming up in just a few minutes.
Oh, jeez.
Falling. You're more likely to die from falling than being hit by a car, riding a motorcycle, or being shot. One in 114 people will fall down and die.
That's me.
They said that's what did it for me and Gene Okerlund last
really?
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
He had his head on something?
He fell. That was the last straw, and then that was that. He never recovered from the fall.
I know.
More or less, that's killed my mother, in a sense. I'm sure she had a stroke. Smacked her head on the way down, and then it's life support.
Yeah.
Car accident. I don't know what the difference between there. I guess hit by a car must be as a pedestrian. Dying in a car accident, one in 103 people.
The pedestrian thing now makes me concerned because I didn't take that into account before. But now that we've established it's probably as a pedestrian, I'm like, wow, the odds of you getting hit as a pedestrian are way more than I thought.
Or a bicyclist.
Holy moly.
That's kind of bizarre.
How are we all alive at this
point?
No kidding.
I know. Opioid overdose, number 5.
That's not a surprise.
One in 96 people will die from an opioid overdose. Not have one, but die from one. Did you see that story yesterday? They sent every ambulance in this small town to the same house to work on these people. They had 3 or 4 CPRs going simultaneously.
Oh, my God.
6 people, 8 people, something like that. It was crazy. Number 4, sad to say, suicide.
Yeah.
One in 88 people will die from a self-inflicted wound. Whether it's, a gunshot or a hanging, a poisoning, or whatever it is. All right, now we get to the good ones, the ones that you see on TV all the time. Number 3, lung disease.
Ah.
Yeah, lung disease, 1 in 27.
Wow.
1 in 27?
Yeah. All right, now you're going to hate the rest of these. There's 2 more.
Okay.
These are the most likely ways that you will die. Remember that. Now, you could die at 90.
Right.
Of one of these. They're not all tragic.
It's not saying today. It's just...
Cancer will kill 1 in 7 people.
Wow.
At some point over the course of a lifetime.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then heart disease is number 1. Heart disease will kill 1 in 6.
Wow.
1 in 6.
That's depressing.
No, let's not be depressed, because here are the ways you will not die.
Oh, good.
You don't drive. Don't go outside.
Are the ways you will not
don't
die.
Breathe.
Die.
Don't, but breathe.
You will probably not die from an insect sting. Only 1 in 46,000 people dies from an insect sting.
Okay.
That's
great
to know.
Carry your EpiPen. Yeah. You will probably not die while being attacked by a dog.
That's good to know.
One in 115,000 people dies from being attacked by a dog. You probably won't die in a plane crash. 1 in 188,000 people dies in a plane crash.
Well, that is astronomically safer than driving.
Yep. Oh, crazy numbers, right?
Yeah.
You probably won't get struck by lightning. That's 1 in 218,000. And then finally, you will absolutely not die in a train accident. 1 in 243,000 people would die in a train accident. So those are the good things. They're not disease related, but health related.
So feel free to ride on top of a train during a thunderstorm and don't worry about a thing. You'll be fine.
With your dog and your stinging insects.
Yes. Yeah. Now, with that said, that brings us to another thing. I'm going to hang on to that for later. It's 5:39, by the way. Good morning. 34 degrees. Wear extra clothes. 34 degrees, my friends. All right, with that said, now, when you die, what are your plans? What are your plans when you die? I'm going to be cremated. I already know what I'm doing here.
I'm going cremated.
Like Rod,
cheapest way possible.
Yeah, I don't want my
In fact, let's just say you and I die in a horrible tragedy. Yeah. Can we bunk up? Can we be roomies on the funeral?
No problem at all.
Save some dough for the wives and kids.
And you know what? They can open with me, and you can be the headliner. I don't care.
That's fine.
I like that one. There's a thing now where they compost you. And they put you in this little orb, and a tree grows out of it.
That's not bad.
I kind of like that.
That's not a bad idea.
How about this? There is a new trend going around. When you die, would you like your ashes pressed into a vinyl record?
Ooh, yeah.
Would it be too vain to have a recording made of the Rumble in the Morning theme song that Chuck the intern sings every day at 5:30?
That'd be kind of cool.
Press your ashes into that, or press my ashes into that. Cool. Might be too much.
Yeah, no.
I like that.
I don't.
Self-centered. I mean, it is about me.
But you're dead.
It is about me.
Yeah. Do you care?
For a change.
You're dead. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't
care. Do whatever you want. You can press them into whatever you want.
It was the police. It was every breath you take is what I was
thinking. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I'll be watching you.
Or the ghost soundtrack. Something like
every
that.
Every noise you make.
I just
want
to really be creepy when I die.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I want.
About half of people would like their ashes made into a diamond. Okay.
No.
They can do that, and then people can wear it as jewelry.
Yeah.
I want my survivors to get used to the idea that I'm gone. I don't want them to be reminded of it every day. Don't wear jewelry and stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
Oh, I love your. I love your ring.
Haunt you.
It's Rick.
I know exactly. It always is there.
What?
It always is there.
Rod, why are you wearing that?
Yeah.
Well, he wanted me to.
And around that, of all things.
Well, I couldn't think of a better place.
When I was in my middle 20s, sadly, I dated a girl, she was in her 20s, who had been married, and her husband had been killed in a car accident. And there was all these reminders of the guy, because he was a young guy.
Yeah.
You know, around their place. It was their place. So it's just, you know, certainly can't, there's no fault in it. Mm-hmm. There's no fault in it. This is a tragic, tragic situation. But I've always taken that with me, like, you know, especially now that I'm older and we've had a life together, et cetera. I'm not going to be the guy that haunts your remaining days on this earth. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Or the kids, too, for that matter.
Yeah, at this point, I'm not helping you out anymore. So
probably not.
I'm not going to impede
not on me.
You getting any help.
Don't want to be in the way, exactly.